Take Johnny Ballpark Franks on the go by downloading the WNSR app. Search your app store for Nashville Sports Radio.
Welcome back, Johnny Ballpark Franks with you. Don't forget, 5:55 tonight, pregame coverage with first pitch at 6:10 as the Braves wrap up this four-game series, looking for the sweep against the Miami Marlins. Right now, chance to go back to the hotline, talk some college football. Adam Sparks, he is the Vanderbilt beat writer for the Tennessean. So, Adam, here we are, game week, coming up on Saturday night. Vanderbilt, they got a gift as far as from the SEC to begin the year at Texas A&M, then hosting LSU next week. Two of the top three teams in the SEC West. Well, I think we just lost Adam. So let's try that one more time.
We heard the phone. We heard the ambient noise of Adam Sparks, but we just didn't hear Adam Sparks.
See, let's see. 1969, 51 years ago, we were able to put man on the moon and then bring them back. But still, the whole world of cell phones.
What if he was actually just giving more of a an apt preview of what Vanderbilt's going to look like?
Will you be Saturday? Nice? Look, I mean, on paper, this is not a good matchup, obviously. We'll get into this conversation. All right, we're rejoined again by Adam Sparks. Hopefully, this is not a sign of Saturday night for the Commodores on the road against the Aggies.
Yeah. Once I get to College Station, I think the phone will be a little better. I hope they complete some more passes than I've completed on the phone call, but that's a coin toss at this point.
We look at A&M, and right now, here's LSU, the reigning national champs. They return, eight starters and just over 40-plus letter winners. A&M returns double digits, 17 starters. They return 70 letter winners. This team, to me, I'm still a little stunned that Kellen Mond didn't get first-team preseason at quarterback over Kyle Trask from Florida. Kellen Mond played extremely well in 2018, and even as an underperformer last year, he still passed for almost 3,000 yards, ran the ball for 500 more on the ground. This A&M team is a very dangerous team this year as far as the West, and we'll certainly know how good they're going to be, especially next week when they have to travel to take on Alabama and Tuscaloosa. What is your biggest concern from a Vanderbilt perspective with this A&M team?
Well, I mean, the thing with Mond is I think the perception is that Kellen Mond, like you said, was really good in 2018, took kind of a half step back in last season. The thinking is Kyle Trask is ascending. Bo Nix at Auburn, being a freshman last year, is also on an upward trajectory. Where last year, Kellen Mond, there's a little bit more questions with him. I do agree that Kellen Mond is, he may be the best. He's certainly in the top two or three in the conference. But I also think it's kind of a down year, but it's not a super impressive year, at least for quarterbacks, from the perception going into the season. Mond would be my biggest concern, I think, if I'm Vanderbilt, but I think I would have even more concerns on the other side of the ball simply because I think Vandy's got so many more questions on offense than they do defense with that new system, a new quarterback, all the depleted ranks on the offensive line, who's going to be the go-to guys on the offense. There's a bevy of questions on the offensive side for Vandy.
The big question will be who's going to take the reins and run with it as far as on offense, as far as the starting quarterback, because nobody as far as at the quarterback position has attempted a pass at the SEC level. You have, of course, a wide receiver in Cam Johnson, who is 1-for-2 with 16 yards, but he's at wide receiver. Which direction do you think they're going to go? Would they pull the trigger and go with a true freshman quarterback?
Yeah, that's my hunch. I wouldn't be surprised if they went with Danny Clark, the junior college transfer who played at Kentucky for a couple of games 2 years ago. But, yeah, I think it'll be Ken Seal. They liked him a lot in the spring with a little short time that they had him. He got a head start in the playbook because he was an early enrollee. He's very accurate with the ball. They feel like he's a good decision maker. Being a good decision maker in practice, 7-on-7 is a little different if you're facing an SEC defense. So, I think the big questions with that is, number one, whoever the quarterback is, whether it's Seals or Clark or whoever, they have to leave this game with some confidence. I don't see Vandy having a chance of winning a game if they're going back and forth with quarterbacks, if they don't know who can give them good snaps each week. They've got to have the quarterback, regardless of yards and stats and all that, has to leave here with some confidence, and they have to have some identity as an offense, which I think will be just hard because, you know, Todd Fitch is coming in with this idea that, you know, we're going to speed it up and we're going to throw the ball and we're going to be a good tempo team and all that. And, you know, Derek Mason needs that offense to be pretty good ball control. Those two things don't match up. Either you're going to be a tempo offense or you're going to be a ball control offense. You usually can't be both, especially if that offense fails. If it struggles, then you're having a lot of three and outs and you're having a defense that's having to go back out on the field. Todd Fitch is going to need to stick with what he wants to do offensively, and I think Derek Mason, at least for the long term, is going to need to let him do that because that offense is not going to come together if it doesn't stick to what the plan is, you know, for the full season.
I mean, this is all about adapting, and you know, you think about what Vanderbilt has on their roster going into this matchup with A&M, and certainly how it impacts them early on in the season. And just because there's something that you want to do may not be the best thing for this team. And I mean, look at from a depth standpoint. Look at all the injuries as far as on defense. If you are trying to be up tempo, you better be scoring touchdowns. Otherwise, if you're just moving the ball and then having to punt it, you're going to wear out that defense before the second half.
Yeah, and I think that even goes into, like, personnel packages because, you know, if you look at the left side of the line on the depth chart, left guard's going to be either a transfer or it's going to be Drew Birchmeyer, who moved from defensive tackle to left guard. First time he's played offensive line in college. And then at left tackle, you're either going to have a redshirt freshman or a true freshman starting. So you've got issues right off the bat with your left side of the line. If that's Ken Seals at quarterback, then that's his blind side. So you're going to have to slide protection over there. You're going to have to use the back quite a bit for pass pro. I don't think Todd Fitch wants to utilize the tight end as much as they have the past few years in a pro style. But if you're going to do max protect, you're going to have to have a tight end out there more. So, you know, yeah, you're right. What they want to do is maybe spread things out a little bit to have more protection. They may have to do something that's not 100% what Todd Fitch was planning this whole time. But you've got to protect the quarterback. You've got to be good up front. Otherwise, whatever you want to do isn't going to happen.
And this, you know, we look at it from a defensive standpoint. Ted Roof, the new defensive coordinator for Vanderbilt. So you got a quarterback that can throw the ball in the air. He can run with his legs. You've got a sophomore running back as a true freshman last year, just under 1,000 yards. If you do try to get pressure on Kellen Mond, he doesn't even have to beat you with his legs because he has at his disposal, he has a solid tight end, one of the best in the SEC as well. He has weapons at wide receiver. This is going to be a unique thing to see how Ted Roof keeps A&M, you know, A&M's offense, you know, off guard in the sense that he's got to just mix it up. He can't be predictable on defense. He's got to really get into Kellen Mond's head.
Yeah, and the question I have is how deep does he want to go into the scheme? Game one is, again, the defense also did not have much of a spring practice to go through this. The personnel has changed quite a bit. You know, in the offseason, Vandy was all 11 starters back on defense. Going into this first game, they only had 7 of those 11. Three players are either not there or injured. Drew Birchmeyer's on the offensive side of the ball. There's another 2 or 3 that are out as backups. So suddenly you go from a defense that returns everybody to a defense that's going to be playing some freshmen quite a bit, that's going to be playing guys, and certainly everybody in a new scheme. The depth chart says they're going to go with a 3-4 scheme. I'm sure that's going to be their base, but you've got to think we're going to see a whole lot of nickel because of what the Texas A&M is going to try to do. You know, last year the linebackers struggled to make tackles. They're going to have to do that. Demetri Moore is going to have to be really good. Dio Odengbo, I think, has got to be a guy that's going to get in the backfield. One thing I'll, you know, that Derek Mason has said so much I'll have to agree with him on is it doesn't matter what their scheme is. They have to have guys that make good one-on-one plays. And Vandy has not had that the past year or two, where they've had guys that have got off the edge and beat blocks to make plays. They were kind of just, you know, average at best with their pass rush last year, usually not that good. They've got to be really good to get them on, and they've got to be disciplined when they get there and they get him down.
In 30 seconds, what does Vanderbilt have to do to make this a two-quarter game?
Do something on offense. I don't care what that is, but do something. Be imaginative. Find people to get the ball. Quick drives are fine, but they've got to move the ball. They've got to score points because Texas A&M is going to score a lot, and they've got to force turnovers on defense because I think A&M is for sure going to put up points unless you put something in between them, and I don't think that's going to be a staunch defense. That's got to be turnovers.
Before we let you go, remind the listeners again the different ways to keep up with all your SEC and Vanderbilt coverage, buddy.
In print, the Tennessean, online, Tennessean.com, and on Twitter, at Adam Spark.
Adam, thank you again for taking time out. Have a wonderful weekend. Be safe, and look forward to talking to you again soon.
All right, same to you, Johnny.
Thank you. That's Adam Sparks, the Vanderbilt beat writer for the Tennessean. And